Sorry, but I got great news for you.
You finally gonna pay me that money you owe me?
Get real. My friend Derek from Mighty Winnie wants to go out with you.
Forget it. I don't like blind dates.
Well, why not?
That's how I met Steve Urkel.
Oh, yeah. But Derek is nothing like Steve. His pants go all the way down to his shoes.
And I'm sure he has a great personality, too, but blind dates are uncomfortable, and I just don't feel like going through that.
But, Laura, you don't
hear... Stop it, Eddie. You're not going to convince me to go out with some loser friend of yours who can't get a date unless he begs his manager at Mighty Weenie to set him up with, hello there.
Laura, Derek. Derek, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello, Derek. So my brother tells me you'd like to go out with me?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Derek, I'm an old-fashioned girl, and I hardly know you at all, so if you wish to take me out on a date, you're gonna have to convince me.
Please?
Okay.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. Another tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Okay, here's the skinny. Since you wore out the numbers on our credit card, we have accumulated a whopping 3,000 points that we can exchange for a free gift.
Ooh, let's let our fingers do the shopping.
Oh, I like that. Wow, look at this TV. Surround sound, picture in picture, remote control. Let's get it.
Look at that refrigerator.
Well, yeah, it's nice.
Nice?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Frost-free, ice maker, 21 cubic feet. Could hold a lot of pie, Carl.
I want the TV, Harry.
The refrigerator, Carl.
The TV, Harriet. All right, here's a solution. I get the TV now, and then when we build up another 3,000 points, you get the fridge.
Well, why not the other way around?
Because I thought of it first.
The refrigerator, Carl.
The TV, Harriet.
Fridge.
TV.
Refrigerator.
I don't know why we're arguing here, because I'm the breadwinner in the house, and it's my paycheck that's earning most of the points. Oops.
I can't believe you said that, Carl.
No, I can't either, sweetheart. I'm really sorry.
So you didn't mean it?
No, I meant it. I just shouldn't have said it.
I can't believe we've only been going out for a week. Feels like I've known you forever.
Yeah, it's amazing. We just clicked.
There's only one thing I regret.
What's that?
We haven't done this more often.
Well, knock me over with cheese. If it isn't Laura.
How do you do, Phil Mouse?
Yeah. wonder what Laura sees in that guy.
Stevie.
Whitey.
Let's forget all about them and concentrate on us.
Why, Myra, you smell so... so purdy. What is that scent?
It's my favorite fragrance called Tigress.
Not me, Laura. It's just somebody who looks a lot like me.
Gotcha. Waldo.
What's up?
This is a drive-in.
I know that. But my truck's in the shop.
What movie are we seeing anyway?
It's a double feature. The Age of Innocence and Spit Them Eyeballs Out.
It's starting.
Go.
Get ready, baby. This is gonna be a hot night.
What?
Hang on to your suspender, Stevie, because I'm going to turn this car into a sauna.
Hey, what are you doing down there?
Yeah, what is it?
Do you have any gray Poupon?
No.
Thanks anyway.
Amazing. Waldo's IQ was 2 points higher, his IQ would be 2.
Derek, Waldo's one of my best friends.
Oh, mine too. I love the guy. But not as much as I love you.
Let's just watch the movie, okay?
Just one little kiss.
Well, just one? Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Well, okay.
Now?
Please.
Okay.
What are these stories?
I swallowed my gum.
I'll get it.
Oh, no, 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 no. I want to go get some popcorn. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. Hurry back, love pop.
Okay. Did you want something? Well, Myra's getting a little too frisky. Why, she laid a kiss on me that would have killed an ordinary man.
Really? Derek's getting a little pushy, too.
What? I don't kill him. Where is he?
Calm down, Steve. I can handle it.
Okay. But if you need help, any help at all, you just call for the Earthman, okay?
Okay.
And will you protect me from Myra?
What?
Well, you're stronger than I am.
Goodness gracious. What is that incredible mouth-watering aroma?
Pot roast.
Pot roast? My all-time favorite meal. Holy moly! Oven-roasted potatoes and a vegetable medley to boot. You know, I am so lucky. Lucky, 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 lucky. Lucky. Not only is my wife intelligent, beautiful, and charming, she's also the best cook in the whole wide world. No need to chew. Just melts in your mouth. Harriet, this is the best meal you have ever made.
Thank you. Here's your bill.
Bill?
Yep.
$15?
Yeah, Mr. Breadwinner. Since you feel our relationship is based on money, I guess I'll have to start charging you for my services.
Oh, but Harry, now wait a minute.
And here's the bill for your laundry.
$28?
That includes ironing. And that's the bill for last night.
$2.
Yeah, you want it itemized?
Oh, no, no, no.
You okay, sweetie pie?
No, Waldo. I'm cold and I want to go home.
But it's the middle of the movie. If we leave now, we'll look stupid.
It's too late for that. I want to go now.
Cool.
Oh, we're missing the movie.
Oh, all right, but watch the stupid movie.
Good girl.
Stop it, Derek. I want to watch the movie.
Why? We can always rent it later.
I want to watch it now.
Fine.
Move.
that hand.
Steven, come down here. Why not?
'Cause you're trying to take advantage of me.
Stop it, Derek.
Oh, come on. You know you like it.
Stop it, Naima.
Come on, hunky stuff. You know you like it.
I told you I'd like to watch the movie.
Get real, Laura. Nobody comes to a drive-in to watch the movie.
That's not true. Lots of people go to the drive-in just to watch the movie. Why look at that couple over there?
Steven, they're old. They've got to be pushing 30.
Laura, I thought you liked me.
I do, but we've only been seeing each other for a week.
I know. So how long do you expect me to wait?
Well, I do like you, Myra. But we've only been seeing each other for 8 months.
What did you call me?
A baby. That's exactly what you're acting like.
You try to force me into doing something I don't want to do, and then you call me names?
I resent that, Myra. Take it back, right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what you're acting like.
I am not a mama's boy. Why, I'll have to know my mother doesn't even like me.
Laura, I really care about you.
No, you don't, because if you did, you'd understand how I feel.
Well, maybe I'd care about you more if you just loosened up a little bit.
But, Steven, I love you.
Well, if you do, you truly do, you'll wait until I'm ready.
You're right.
I am?
Absolutely. If you're uncomfortable about this in any way, then it'll be ruined for the both of us. After all, a catch like you is worth the wait.
Oh, thank you, Myra.
Stop it, I mean it.
Just relax, baby.
For the last time, no means no. So long, Derek. Have a nice life.
I thought you were cool.
I am, and I just proved it.
Laura, are you okay?
Yeah, but I don't seem to have a ride home.
Well, sure you do. Come on, you can watch the rest of the movie with us. And we'll take you home. You don't mind, do you, Myra?
Well, actually...
Oh, thanks, babe. Come on, hurry.
Oh, honey, would you come down here for a sec?
What is it, Carl?
I got a little surprise for you. Come on.
No, Carl, don't
watch
start
your step. I'm not going to start this. You're going to love this. Just be careful now. Watch your step. Here we go. All right. Ready? Ta-da!
Nice fridge.
Oh, come on, Harriet. Now, this is the refrigerator you wanted. Why aren't you happy?
You don't get it, do you, Carl?
No, I don't.
This is not about a refrigerator. My problem is your attitude.
Oh, come, are you going to tell me that I can't even buy my way out of this?
You know exactly why I'm so upset. Now let me know when you want to talk about it.
All right, wait a minute. Sweetheart, you are right. Our marriage is not about who earns the most money. We're supposed to be equal partners. Now, I was way out of line, and I'm sorry. Would you accept the plea of temporary chauvinism?
Okay. Hey, you. Come over here out of the doghouse.